Well, hello, CNCers. This is Garrett with IDC Woodcraft and Bill Keys in Canada with Bill. What's the name of your company?
CNCbits.ca.
CNCbits.ca. You know, I feel stupid now. Anyway, that's, you know what? We're never perfect. Hey, today we're going to talk about business and CNC and kind of going to just chew the fat in this podcast. Bill and I were talking. What are we going to tell people about and talk to them about and talk to you about? And we were just like, I don't know, let's talk about business, because we are decided that we are going to put on a webinar for those entrepreneurs getting into CNC, whether it's routers, plasma cutters, 3D printers, lasers, what have you, to give you guidance on how to get your business started, how to target into a market, how to pick out your product, and how to stand out from the market. And so this is kind of a podcast where we're just going to kind of talk about that, but just want to let you know up front, if you are interested in going in that direction, we are putting on a webinar, and there will be a information in the podcast description about that, so that you can get him on board and we can help you get into CNC business and start getting successful with it and start doing something you love and creating stuff for other people. That was a lot of stuff, wasn't it, Bill?
It was a lot.
Yeah. So anyway, Bill, business. How's business going for you?
Good. Still here.
Yeah. Yeah. Still there. You sent me a picture the other day of a monogram that you made out of.
Yes.
And that's something that you sell, right? It's a fairly large monogram. What is that about?
20 by 20, I think that one was.
20 by 20. So it was a B, I think, and that had a name in it. And it was really interesting. The last name was skewed just a little bit to the lower left corner, and it was black. And what material did you make that out of?
That's out of a sign-making material. It's called ACM, which stands for aluminum composite material.
Okay.
So it's a very stable outdoor-type material. It can go outside for 10 years. You'll never have to paint it. You'll never have to worry about it.
Okay. So how do you source that?
That's just from my years in the sign making industry.
Okay.
So I've been in the sign making industry for 20 plus years now. So that was a material that we would use for large outdoor signs. And I knew that it would be perfect for me to use for these monograms, because a lot of the ones out there are not painted. I personally don't want to paint. It's not worth my time. It's not worth the effort involved for me. I don't make that money back on the end. So this material comes in black and white as a standard color. And then it also comes in pretty much the whole rainbow, which is a little bit more difficult to find. But if you can find it, it saves you a lot of time.
Okay, so you don't have to paint it. It's weatherproof. I'll tell you what, I'm going to research that a little bit, and I will put a link to that material in the podcast description, and I'll try to find resources in Canada and the United States and put the links for that down in the description down below. That's kind of cool that you were able to find that. I actually bought a trailer some years ago. It's made out of that stuff. So, but this is aluminum with plastic in between. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what kind of plastic. It could be ABS, could be some type of polyacrylic. I'm not sure, but yeah, it's two thin sheets of aluminum with the plastic in the middle. So the standard sizes, it comes in a 3 mil, and then you can get it upwards to 4 mil, 6 mil.
Okay.
So and how does quarter the price, inch.
Right. How does the price vary on that?
It's expensive.
Yeah.
Here, for example, here a sheet of 3/4 inch furniture grade plywood is something that you might get at Home Depot in Canada, my location right now. It's about $85 a sheet.
That's, good Lord.
That's pretty thick material. This ACM, I believe, is around $105 a sheet for the 3mm.
Okay,
that's so, an eighth of an inch.
Okay, so let me put that in perspective for you. If you were in the States, what's the conversion rate? About 140 right now.
I think it's 130.
130. Okay. Okay. So he said $85. So that same piece of ply is going to cost about $45 to maybe $60 in the States. So that'll give you an idea of the offset in cost. So business, Bill. I mean, that. So you made a product that you sold, and you sold that on Marketplace, right? Facebook Marketplace.
Facebook. Yep. Majority okay. of my sales come from Facebook.
Okay. Okay.
And again, that file that I sent you, that's not something I made. That's actually a file that I bought off of Etsy.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? That's a really good subject, Bill. I'd like to kind of take a tangent for a second because I just created a video where I did an American flag. I walked people through the entire process from concept all the way to generating your tool paths in the Vectric software. And I put a logo on it, an eagle, right? And I purchased the eagle logo for $60, right? I could buy it for $4 or $60. And of course, I'm going to pay the higher price, right? It's, well, the offset actually was, I could buy it for $4 for personal use or $60 for sale, right? To use it to generate right. income. And so being a business person, it's important to operate in integrity. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I talked about how I purchased that in the video. By the way, a link for that video is down below. It's a very long video, but you're going to learn a ton of stuff in it. I mentioned it, and then someone commented on it. So why would you pay $60 when you can just do a snip on it and vector over it? And I have to be honest, for a brief moment, I considered doing that. But then I thought, this is somebody trying to make money, right? They put effort into this bitmap, and it's part of their livelihood. And if I am going to essentially steal their project, right? Their concept. It's dishonest business, right? What am I going to get out of? Am I going to feel really good for taking somebody's other stuff and making money off of it when they are trying to make money off of it as well? It's when it comes to business, not just CNC, but any business, integrity will take you miles ahead of the game of other businesses that where people are trying to cut corners by taking from others. You can't violate the rights of other people for your benefit. It'll always backfire eventually. And that's probably one of the cores in CNC business. I don't know. What's your thought on what I just shared?
No, I think that's the way that you have to do it. I used to go through the same thing in the sign business, where all the artwork that we produce, we had subscriptions to the larger websites with the stock photography, the stock videos, and it was just part of doing business. You just, if you needed an image, then you bought the image, just the way right. it was.
Yeah, it's technically somebody else's property who has the rights to it. And I just had a thought about, my thought was, if you want to get into business and CNC and you want to make money, right? So you want to sell your projects. How do you feel if you put your projects out there on Etsy and that someone has taken that as a snapshot and then made it themselves without giving you the income? And so that's just, I had to throw that in, but that is a core.
It's going to happen. One of the things that I do in my CNC business is a lot of the times I will get images from Etsy, or not Etsy, so maybe Pinterest more than Etsy. But somebody will go, they will see something, will see a product that they like, and they want to send it to you to get redone. And my first, because they never show you the price, it's just the photo. So I have no idea what the price tag is on it. But my first response is, if that's on Etsy, you're better off just to buy it from the person who made it. Because if you want me to make it, I'll make it, I'll put my own spin on it and make it my own, but I've now got to create that from scratch. So that's time that you're going to spend to get what you want. And if they have it already made, you can now buy it for half the price.
Yeah.
They make these all the time. It's their product.
Right. Right.
Yeah. People just don't understand that, but that's just part of the education.
Yeah. Yeah. And basically, if you want to make money, you have to be willing to help others make money as well. You know, it comes down to that. If you're going to do business, you're going to do business on both ends in a legit way. So let's step back a minute. I mean, this has kind of gone in an interesting direction with the monogram, right? you purchased that all on Etsy. So you have purchased the right to make that as a product, and the person has sold that to you.
And I mean, the monogram, like, it's just, we can get into the monogram, but I think hopefully most people will know what a monogram is. And it just, for me, that was what caught on in my area at the time and kind of became my little niche. Now there's a couple people in my same area doing the exact same thing. And I'm sure everybody who's been on Facebook over Christmas has seen the companies basically take that and run with it. All those companies that advertise on Facebook where you can order the great big metal ones and they paint them and powder coat them. That's basically what I'm doing, but just, I only sell in my local area. But it's just a great example of, you basically, you need one or two good products when you get started to develop your own niche and find your way to develop your business.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, getting back to that with the webinar thing, that's one of the things that we're going to cover is, how do you find your niche and how do you get into it? That's a core of creating a successful CNC business. I think we've all made the mistake. I'm sure you've done it, Bill. You spread yourself too thin, trying to do too much, and then you don't seem to get anywhere and get really frustrated. And us CNCers, we're ADHD, right? We want to make everything. You know, and you have to change the mindset to, this is a business. You are selling a product. You want to become known for your area of expertise, you know, what product you are making. And so we're going to discuss that. By the way, this webinar will be an open forum after we do our training, where you can ask a lot of questions. So you'll get direct answers as opposed to trying to figure this out yourself. I have found that trying to get the answers through Facebook, you know, when you're doing it on where you type it in, you don't always get really good feedback and you have to wait for it and that kind of stuff.
One of the things that we kind of touched on, that not a lot of people, you and I talked about this a while ago, but not a lot of people look at it when they get into CNC, is the digital file aspect that places like Etsy can give you. Like you said, opening up the global market where somebody, you know, in Ireland could be buying your digital file that you made, you know, in your basement in the States. So that opens up a broad market that not a lot of people think about or try to take advantage of.
Right. This will be definitely one of the important topics, is to help you understand that we are in a global economy now. I think a lot of people, they're still feeling, you know, the market is right here. They don't really grasp the concept of how well they can truly do if they grasp the concept of globalness. You and I sell router bit sets. And by the way, if you are new to CNC and you're looking for router bits, or you want to buy bits, you can look at Bill's website, cncbits.ca, or my website, idcwoodcraft.com. We both sell bits to fellow CNCers and sister CNCers, but we are in a global economy and we are both expanding our businesses worldwide. If I can stress this point, as much as possible. On my website, the majority of my, not website, on the YouTube channel, IDC Woodcraft, the majority of viewers are from the States. And then it goes to the US, then it goes to UK, then it goes to Australia. You know, I can track all that, right? And really want to think, what platforms can you use to push yourself in a more global sense? And what can you sell as a business that will enable you to tap into 7 billion people?
Right.
You know, I mean, that's the kind of number to wrap your mind around. And that's actually hard to do. You know, 7 billion, it's kind of an incomprehensible number, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of people. And you've also got to narrow that down some too. You can't expect to sell to everybody unless you've got one of those products that is relatable to everybody,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, well, that's actually another fundamental point that we'll cover. If you're trying to sell to everybody, you're not going to make sales, right? You have to specialize. So it's truly not 7 billion people. You just want to have access to 7 billion people. You know, your market is going to be specialized, right? Niche. And the more attuned you are to that niche and what they want and become noticeable by them, the better you'll do. One of the things I've heard in success in business is, you know, the more eyes you have upon you and the better value you give, the better you will do. Right. I think it's Napoleon Hill. Did you ever read Think and Grow Rich? No. Okay. Good book to read. You know, it's about what it takes to earn an income, to have what you want. And one of the things he says is so long as you can provide value to others without violating their rights, and the more people that you can provide the value to, the better you'll do. And you can have anything you want, basically, is what he said. And yeah, it's actually an excellent read. If I remember, I will put a link to that book for you. I recommend it to anybody who wants to get into business. You know, I won't really talk about the book here. It's just it's the entrepreneur's first go-to book, put it that way.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Finding that niche, that is so critically important. And you know, one of the other things, Bill, is you don't have to be an expert, right? You don't have to be a master CNCer to sell products.
No, I mean, I wasn't. And, you know, it just navigating whatever you have available to you, right? Being like, for example, I was Facebook, but there's still other local venues. There's the Kijiji, Craigslist, you know, those are the online ones, and there's still craft markets, craft shows. You know,
right.
Now that we're getting into the warmer weather, we're having the weekend craft shows, the larger ones. So
yeah, with craft shows, so you know, you have to register and get a booth and you know, have some product. But again, you don't want to go into a craft show. Bill made this mistake. He made a bunch of stuff a couple of years ago, right? And went to a craft show and you still got stuff laying around.
I still have stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
But so, if that's all you have available to you, I mean, in this day and age, everyone has the internet, but
yeah.
I'm in a small area. So the craft shows probably wasn't a great venture, but this was when I was first getting started. It was a way to get my name out. If you're in a larger area with a larger population and you're having tens of thousands of people walk through a craft show, that might be a pretty good bet.
Yeah. Yeah. And I tell you, if you don't know what to start with in making a project for a craft show, refine it down to one or two items. And what comes to my mind, Bill, are words, right? I preach this all the time. Words sell. If you go and look on any wall in any store or home somewhere, there'll be a word. You'll probably see love, home, welcome, believe, faith. But welcome, make welcome signs. Just make three different types of welcome signs and make five apiece, take them to a craft show and sell welcome signs that somebody can hang on their on the outside of their house or the inside of their house. I was doing a floor repair for a friend. Her mother passed away, and so she's in charge of the estate, and there's a lot of termite damage in a certain area. So I was repairing the floor, but as I was walking around her mom's house, she had 5 welcome signs inside the house. Like, wow. Just hanging up on the wall over the door. They're very small. So make welcome signs. But if you,
it's a gift as well, right?
Yeah. It's as a gift.
Something that it's an easy gift for somebody to buy. Somebody's more likely to buy you a welcome sign than you buy yourself one, probably. But, you know, people see that and they're like, oh, I can buy 4. I do it all the time. At Christmas time, I was selling 4 and 5 of these monograms to the same person because they were just giving them as gifts.
Right. Yeah. And you can niche down into something like that too. So you can do welcome sign, but you can niche down into dogs, right? I've seen this, right? Where it says, paws are welcome, you know?
Yeah.
Yep. The more niche you get, the better you'll do. So long as you choose the right venues, the right Facebook groups, or however you choose to market your product. Speaking of words, if you want to know the top 50 words that sell, then I have that list. Then you can have that for free, though I don't give it to everybody. You have to sign up for it, you know, because I give it to people who are serious about trying to turn their CNC into a business. So if you want that list of words, in the description will be the link where you can sign up to get it, and I'll email it to you. Words sell. If you don't know where to start in CNC business, words. I cannot stress that enough. Bill, you just sent me a picture like a week ago. Welcome home, right?
Yeah.
A beautiful, simple, round plaque. And you had raised letters on it. So did you carve the letters out separately and then glue it on? How'd you do that?
Yes, they were carved out separately. So
it was... Okay. How'd you keep that from breaking? I mean, that looked like it was maybe 12 inches round.
Oh, that was, I think it was 18. It was a half inch Baltic birch plywood.
Okay.
As the base. And then the letters were on top. They were PVC plastic.
Oh, okay. So that's not going to break. What kind of bit do you use for PVC?
I use an O-flute.
O-flute, okay. I'm going to have to start sourcing O-flutes because PVC is, it's easy to machine, isn't it? I mean, I haven't done much.
It's like butter.
Yeah. And it cuts clean too, right?
Yeah, it cuts clean. It cuts like butter. You know, for the most part, it's pretty weather resistant.
Yeah.
It is UV susceptible. So after long periods, UV light will break it down, but it's good for, you know, 4 or 5 years outside.
Right. And how did you hold it down in your router?
I just use clamps.
Okay. And just cut it out.
Clamps, or every now and then I'll use double-sided tape.
Okay. Yeah, I've speaking of that, so you're using CA glue, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So the guys at what's the name of the company? They contacted me and they sent me samples, right? And gave me a discount.
Really?
Code. Yeah. They gave me a discount code.
Perfect.
So if you want CA glue with the accelerator spray, there'll be a link down in the description too for that. It's where you, with the discount code, but you have to use that link. Otherwise you won't be able to get the discount. So you know, I just want to share with you on that kind of note, CNC business is not just about making products. It's about creating the resources for other CNCers like this, right? Giving you a discount code so that you can get your CA glue. So we'll talk about CA glue in another time, but CA glue, just so you know, is there's several ways to hold a project to your work table. One is clamps. The other one is the double-sided tape where you're using a CA glue, where you go to YouTube and you'll see plenty of videos about that. I even shot a video. I actually had trouble with that, Bill. I had a project. I learned a lesson It was an experiment. I got a bull bit, right? And I had these pieces of oak. They're 5.5 inches by 10 inches by 1.5 inches thick. And I said, okay, I'm going to make a bull. And so I put the double-sided tape down, put the super glue on it, but I didn't spray it with an accelerator. And it ran for a while, but I think I was overworking it. And just about the time it was done, the glue broke loose. And I understand why. I resurfaced the spoil board beforehand, and I cleaned it up, but I didn't have it cleaned up enough. There's still a little bit of dust there. And so the tape let go. That sucked. I was 2 hours into that project. But that's just part of the life. We got other podcasts about the mistakes in, you know, just dealing with the problems as you go along, the challenges, and just to chalk it up as a learning experience. But anyway, that kind of spurred the communication with those guys.
Good. I'm on my second or third can in the last 6 months. I use it quite a bit. It is a little bit more work for a lot of the stuff. I use clamps, but when I feel like the clamps might get in the way, if I'm not sure exactly how I'm going to proceed, I use this CA glue. It does work really good. You got to make sure you clean your table off though.
Yeah. Okay. So it's Starbond. Starbond is the company that.
Starbond. Okay. Yeah. I've got some other glue for doing cutting boards.
Okay. Yeah. And they sent me
filling in small little holes.
Okay. Yeah, they sent me samples of everything they have, so I'm excited to give it a whirl. I'm really excited to give it a whirl. I've got two things on my plate. Bill, I got to tell you this, but I can't tell the world, right? I can't tell you. I can just, a company contacted me. They said we have a whole new type of CNC machine, and we want you to assess it. And so they sent it to me. And so I have to keep it a secret, but I just want you to know I got this machine that nobody sells. Nobody makes it. It's a totally different CNC machine.
It's exciting.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll be testing it, shooting some videos. And so keep people in suspense for a while. You know, this is part of a business. So I want to just kind of jump on that. You know, when we define a business, right? How do you define your business? Bill is a CNC products producer. And he's got a couple of niches. He does the monograms. He's got another business, by the way, which we'll talk about in a minute, just so you know. And my business is educating CNC beginners on how to get into the CNC routers and understanding it and giving them the resources and the tools, the bits. And my other business, or the other aspect of my business, is to teach people how to get into business with it. And Bill and I, I started the Facebook group, and shortly after I started it, you found me and said, you were so glad to see that Facebook group. And then he just messaged me. He said, it's been on me to do a podcast. I don't even know why I'm asking you. and so here we are. Now we're doing podcasts, you know, but that's part of when you get into the business mindset, you start looking for the resources and they start showing up. So I'm not sure what the point of that is. What's the point of what I just said, Bill?
I don't know, probably just to keep on looking and never be satisfied. Keep on searching, try to improve yourself.
Yeah. That's
part of being in business.
Well, yeah. Okay. So yeah, I know where I was going. The idea is the more you get yourself out there in your business, the better you'll do. And like I said, with this company that sent me the CNC machine and the Starbond, right? They contacted me because I am making my presence known on YouTube by teaching people, and I am getting the feedback on my channel is amazing. You know, people are saying, I'm so glad that somebody's actually breaking this down in this way. It's so I must be doing something right. But it's because I want people to succeed, and I had the struggles, and I really got in tune with it, and so that's, I don't know, that's why Bill and I are connected, right? Because we want to help other people. We want to help you become successful.
I find a lot of people are scared to share what they know because they're scared that somebody beside them is going to do the exact same thing and take something away from them. But really, it's almost impossible nowadays to if you know somebody that somebody doesn't know and they ask and you say no, they're just going to find information somewhere else. So by trying to help people and try to improve the groups that we're in, we're making it better for everybody.
Yep. You said an interesting thing there, Bill. It's when you have an idea and you're afraid to put it out there because you think people are going to steal it. And I people are going to try to take it, right? But you're not doing yourself any favors by not putting it out there and not making yourself a business person creating your product or projects and putting it out there. It's going to happen. It's just life. Just
To way that the way that the day and age that we're living right now, it's just the way that life is. So
yeah,
as soon as you take a picture and post your great idea on Facebook, it's out there.
yep. And that goes back to the idea of integrity that we were talking about in the beginning. Is if you're putting your stuff out there and you're being having integrity with it, and you're not violating the rights of others, you're the one that's going to sustain and have a sustainable business because you're operating under integrity. Those that take, they ultimately cut themselves short because when they're taken from other people, it's inevitable that they will be taken from. Right? It's that's I'm kind of passionate about that aspect. So I don't know. I mean, we cover this is kind of an interesting conversation, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, we went a little everywhere.
But so the webinar that we're going to be doing, it is going to be April. We just committed to that date. So April, we said April 28th. That's going to be a Wednesday, and we are April 28th, 2021, by the way. And we're going to do it on a Wednesday evening, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you want to register for that webinar, there will be a link down below. And again, it'll be a Q&A, so we will be able to give personal help to you to give you some guidance. And who knows, maybe we can help coach you in the longer term. So that's one of the businesses I want to get into and been starting to work into, Bill, is business coaching. Because you can't help one person get into business in one session, right? I mean, it's because business is a skill in and of itself and takes time to understand and navigate. And you always want to have a mentor who has been down the road, can give you the advice, tell you to stop doing something that doesn't work because we've been there and we've done it and we know it doesn't work.
And somebody with just a different set of eyes with more experience is always helpful. Just a different point of view. Because a lot of things happen to small business owners, and the first time it happens to them, it's the end of the world. Things are gonna change. Things are gonna stop happening. Everything takes the worst case scenario, and it just takes one person's second set of eyes saying, you know what, it's not that bad. We can fix this.
And the second set of eyes is that also if you've got the experience, you can help someone expand their thinking. Because I think, I don't think, I know, we get tunnel vision, right? This is my business. This is all my business, and it's not working that well. And so if you get that set of eyes that's been down the road and has learned how to expand their thinking on it, and we can say, well, we can approach it this way, and we can go after this way, and you can redefine this part of your business. And so that's important. Here's successful people, successful businesses, almost the business owner almost always has a mentor. it's just the way it goes. So anyway, that's something I'm working towards as well. So I think we can probably get this wrapped up.
Good.
Yep. Remind you, there are a lot of links down below that all the stuff we just talked about, and specifically for the webinar to help you get launched in a CNC business. And this webinar will really, the intention behind it is to help you get defined into a niche, what kind of product you're making. And it doesn't matter what kind of CNC machine it is. We just need to get you into a niche, give you the guidance on how to find that niche and look for the angle in that niche that other people aren't doing. And how can you create more value than they're doing? Because when it comes down to it in business, it's about what you can give another person. You always have to remember there's another person on the other side of the exchange. And if you treat them as a person first, the reward of money will become later. And so that and actually starting to build the business and where to get started at. So there'll be a lot of topics. We'll have it all covered out. And there's a link down below to get registered for that. We'll get you going on your business. Bill, would you like to share some final words and then we'll check out?
Oh, I think, you've said it all. It's business is a struggle. It doesn't matter if you're small or large. Every scale has its own hurdles to cross, and every business has its own ups and downs. So, the tricky part is getting started. And then once you get past that hurdle, the tricky part is staying running. So,
yeah,
business is fun. It's interesting. And hopefully we can help.
Yeah. You know, I don't like to use the word struggle. I like to use the word challenge. Business is a challenge. Yeah. Okay. Well, this is Garrett Frommey with IDC Woodcraft, and you can visit my YouTube channel, IDC Woodcraft, or my website, idcwoodcraft.com. And Bill has his website, cncbits.ca, and you can buy. And you can buy CNC router bits from us or email us, and we will try to answer your questions as we run our businesses. So I hope that you have a good day, a better tomorrow, and don't forget to register for the webinar, and we will talk to you later.
See ya.